Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. Today he is reconfirming the need for us to honour ourselves for just being, as we each play our part in the collective awakening process. You are each absolutely boundless beings. As you wait expectantly and somewhat impatiently for humanity's collective awakening to emerge, to become the present that you are experiencing now, continue to set and reset your intent to be only loving whatever arises. As your mainstream media keep making clear, there is much chaos and confusion occurring worldwide, and it seems that no one is even remotely capable of coming up with practical solutions to any of the issues that are causing so much anxiety, suffering, and pain. This is why I keep reminding you to set and reset your loving intent daily. Your individual and collective intent to be only loving is the way forward to your grand awakening. Do not lose faith or trust in God's promise to you, because I assure you that you are very firmly established in the awakening process. It is totally irreversible, totally unstoppable, and the amazing power and effectiveness of each of your individual daily resetting of the intent to be only loving is way beyond your human capabilities to envision. Remember, you were created like unto God, utterly and completely free to just be, while retaining full access to the power that is Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, which is, of course, each one of you. You are each absolutely boundless beings. When you awaken into the reality of who you are, and know and understand with full conscious awareness that you are each, in every moment of your existence, incorporated within the glory that is God, as essential, eternal, and irreplaceable aspects of that one infinite divine being, then your joy will know no bounds. You are all fully aware, even though you may not wish to admit this to yourselves, that your essential task, not your only task, but your essential task as a human in form, is to just be. To be is powerful. You are powerful, and your empowered presence in human form at this moment in time, right now, is not a chance occurrence. Your presence in human form right now is God's will, which you have almost lovingly and graciously accepted. You do know how powerful your presence on earth is, and you chose to be here to exercise that power to mightily assist in humanity's awakening. You have no idea of the honor and respect in which we in the spiritual realms are holding you, as we lovingly embrace and support you on this magnificent journey, your path to remembering and acknowledging who you truly are. Oneness means precisely that, all is one. Love is the source, the infinite field, for want of a better word or term, of energy that is Mother, Father, God, the conscious, aware potency, vigor, and vivacity that infinitely empowers all that she creates. It is utterly beyond comprehension and contains within its infinitude, vastness, all that has, is, or will be created in the continually expanding infinitude of love that love is. The reality that you are is beyond measure, incalculable, immense. You, while in form as humans, have absolutely no concept or language to even remotely attempt to explain or elucidate what in truth you are. The amnesia that you willingly agreed to experience in order to incarnate for this particular incarnation in which you now find yourselves is totally beyond your ability to understand. Dementia or any related illness with similar memory issues are as nothing in comparison. The human intellect cannot conceive of what the amnesia of your unreal or dream state means, because, of course, it is beyond comprehension and is utterly unreal. When you awaken, all will be revealed in stunning clarity, and the celebrations to honor your return to full and infinite awareness of being alive, to reality, to oneness with Source, await your loving presence so that they can be set in motion. Bring on the moment to start the celebrations by daily setting and resetting your loving intentions as you go within to your holy inner sanctuaries and invite love to fill your hearts. You are love incarnate, and when you invite love into your hearts, you expand them enormously, thus extending your divine energy fields transcendentally to interact with and cooperate in complete harmony with the individuated fields of countless others setting the same daily intent. This is why you are all incarnate now. To awaken into reality, leaving behind the dream or nightmare of a life in human form, is your purpose, and you facilitate that purpose just by being. Yes, I am repeating myself, because it is impossible to overemphasize the importance of each of your individual presences incarnate as humans at this point in the collective awakening process. You signed up for this, you incarnated to fully participate, and you are doing just that. Do not allow any self-doubt, sense of unworthiness, incapability, or ineffectiveness lead you to believe that while others may well be doing great work to assist in the awakening, you yourself are not really helping with this great work. Nothing could be further from the truth. You, each and every one of you, were created by Mother, Father, God as infinitely perfect divine beings like unto herself. That is the only way that she creates. Therefore, cease allowing your fearful egoic natures, those unreal aspects of yourselves that appear to be your real identity and which delight in filling you with guilt, anxiety, and fear, to guide or persuade you in thought, word, or action. Become quiet. Allow yourselves time to listen. Your intuition will communicate with you, offering you the guidance you need in every moment. If you sense or hear nothing from it, then in that moment there is nothing to which you need respond. Just be. As you become more practiced at listening to the wisdom of your own inner guidance, your higher self, or the Holy Spirit, if you prefer those or similar terms, you will come to recognize and accept its holy wisdom. The holy wisdom is always with you. You just have to call and it will respond. And if it is just quiet, then its guidance for you in the moment is to be quiet as well. You are never alone. Divine guidance is always available. Trust your Holy Mother never to leave you in need. And remember, you do have a totally free will, and that you always make the choice whether or not to listen and be guided. Therefore, make a point of choosing wisely and lovingly, and enjoy the sense of peace and contentment that arises. With so very much love, Saul.